Police are investigating the death of a man on Canton's northeast side. 41-year-old Jake Young was found at his home in the 1600 block of St. Elmo Avenue Tuesday evening. The death being investigated as a homicide. A neighbor reported finding the man's body just before 6 o'clock. He told police he'd gone to the home to meet the man and found the back door open. The Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office is conducting an autopsy. Two additional samples of mosquitoes and lions have tested positive for West Nile virus. The City Health Department says they were notified of the results by the State Department of Health. Samples were collected on the southern edge of the city. A sample from the same area tested positive last month. The Health Department recently treated those areas and will conduct another round of targeted mosquito spraying throughout the city. Alliance Council puts the brakes on an appointment to the Greater Alliance Development Corporation. Mayor Andy Grove proposed Jorge Mendoza for a three-year term. Councilman Ed Lonas, filling in as president, invoked point of order Tuesday due to the item not being an ordinance or resolution. The appointment was referred to Finance Committee for review. Lonas said council did not receive a resume and had no discussion about Mendoza's qualifications. Grove questioned the decision, but Law Director Caitlin Weyer says it was probably the right call. Mendoza is running as a Democrat for an at-large seat on council. Louisville City Council Tuesday gave initial approval to an employee contract. WDPN's David Schurer has more.
Full-time employees of the Public Works Department will receive a 3.5% pay increase under the new contract, effective retroactively for 2025. A 2% pay increase will be given for both 2026 and 2027. In the event that non-union employees receive a greater increase, those in the union will see their pay increase to match. A public hearing will be held on September 15th prior to final council action. City Manager Andy Taroski advised council that the recycle bins on North Chapel Street will be relocated to the west edge of the Public Works parking lot on West Main Street.
A Jackson Township man has been acquitted of a grand theft charge stemming from allegations he stole computer equipment from Metalis. The Stark County Common Pleas Court jury found 37-year-old Matthew Eberle not guilty August 26th. He was indicted in February. Eberle was accused of stealing over $21,000 worth of computer hardware and software from the company's Perry Township plant in December. The thefts were captured on the company's video cameras. Eberle is no longer an employee of the company. Medina County grand juries indicted a Portage County Sheriff's Deputy Daniel Ajak and Cleveland Police Officer Donald Kupchak were charged with unlawful restraint and ethnic intimidation. The pair allegedly took a man outside the Buzzard's Roost in Hinckley while off duty last April, pinned him to the ground and took his phone and wallet. A responding Brunswick police officer told the suspects the man was a valid U.S. citizen from the African country of Eritrea, had a valid license to drive a truck. Lajack, who was a Lake County narcotics agent, resigned from the job but was hired by the Portage County Sheriff's Office weeks later. Kopchak remains on the Cleveland Department after being put on restricted duty. Canfield Police and Humane Agents investigating after the discovery of 18 dead cats and one dog Wednesday. Animal Charity of Ohio says the animals were found in a house on Hilltop Boulevard. They'd been dead for some time. The house was recently purchased at auction. Agents say there are two suspects in the case. They have not been identified. City of Youngstown has been ordered to pay a fine for not finishing a $240 million sewer improvement project on time. District Court judge ruled the city missed deadlines for upgrading its main treatment plant and a sewer project at Mill Creek. The EPA filed a complaint over how the city discharges its raw sewage. An agreement in 2002 said the city would spend $12 million in short-term improvements and $100 million over 20 years, along with developing a long-term plan. Judge ruled the contract stated increased costs were not an excuse for missing deadlines, and the city failed to provide written notice of unforeseen events that could cause delays. Teen sentenced to 6 to 7.5 years in prison for a shooting in Youngstown. 18-year-old Nabil Allen was handed the punishment Wednesday by Mahoning County Judge Maureen Sweeney. He pleaded guilty in July to two counts of attempted murder and an unrelated count of aggravated robbery. Allen shot two people at an apartment complex on Robinwood Place in August 2024. The aggravated robbery charges resulted from a February 2024 incident. Allen was initially charged as a juvenile. Canfield Fair being called a success. Just over 282,000 people attended this year's event, an increase of more than 10,000 from last year. The highest attended day was Sunday with 69,737 people on the fairgrounds. Director of Grandstand Events and Entertainment George Roman told WKBN-TV the pleasant weather was a major factor in the increased attendance.